USA Radio News.
A shooting at a high school in Oxford, Michigan on Tuesday has killed three students. Six others, including a teacher, are injured. Officials say they have the 15-year-old shooter in custody. A student told WXYZ he'd heard rumors leading up to the shooting and stayed home.
I hear sirens from my house, from my back door. I hear sirens, police's, fire department, everything. I'm like, oh, this is real. We need to go up there and see.
The victims are a 16-year-old male, a 14-year-old female, and a 17-year-old female. From Chicago, the second day of the Jussie Smollett trial focused on a text in what investigators called an alleged hoax. A Chicago police officer testified that Smollett staged the attack. If you're looking for a real Christmas tree this year, you'll want to budget. Prices are up more than 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Tiger Woods discussed golfing after his accident.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. That in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas, Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A conservative group is targeting President Joe Biden's judicial nominee to serve on the Southern District Court of New York with a six-figure ad. The ad against Dale Ho is the first TV campaign against a Biden court pick. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said National Guard members who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine will be barred from federally funded drills and training required to maintain their guard status. Guard members will also face loss of pay, according to a memo released Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
More Americans have died from COVID-19 under President Biden's watch.
President Biden at the final presidential debate in October of 2020.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
350,000 Americans have died under the Biden administration. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News says Biden's socialists in his cabinet are making all the wrong decisions for America.
He has brought in so many left-wing big government socialists, and their policies are so bad, it's almost inconceivable that they can turn this around right now. The American public, when they learn the details on almost every front, they're opposed to it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. health advisors have endorsed an antiviral drug from Merck to treat COVID-19. It sets the stage for an expected authorization of the first pill that Americans could take at home for the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration panel voted the drug's benefits in curbing hospitalizations and deaths outweigh its risks. Author Alice Siebold has apologized to the man exonerated last week in her 1981 rape. Siebold said Tuesday she struggled with the role she unwittingly played in a system that sent Anthony Broadwater to prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.